The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a story from the website joe.ie is getting great reaction online at the moment. It's about a guy from Cork who sent a company his CV in a very creative way. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Now, you applied for a job in a company. How did you send them your CV?
I suppose what I'm looking to do at the moment is trying to change industry where I work. So I thought of, I suppose, a creative way, because you've got to stand out of the crowd, out from the crowd, what I think. So what I did was, I suppose I looked at one of their products, which was bottled beer, which was a particularly famous beer, and I looked at rebranding it with my CV.
Fantastic. So CV printed on six different beer bottles.
Yeah. So each beer bottle would stand for a different part of your traditional CV. So for instance, you have your experience, your education, interests, contact details, things like that.
Great stuff.
On each one.
What was the type of job? I know you don't want to say where, but what was the type of job that you were applying for?
It was a marketing role in a major beer company.
Very good. Very clever. And how did you come up with the idea?
I suppose, like, as a marketer, what I like to try and do is look at what customers want. And I suppose I put myself in the shoes of the people who'd be receiving the CV, and I said, what would stand out to them? Mm. So I just thought that they're obviously tuned into their products. Mm. So, and their product and services. So I just thought, look, there's an obvious, you know, space there where I can actually use one of their products and rebrand it with my own identity or my own CV, you know.
So I'm looking at a photograph of it now from online, but describe for our listeners, what's like the front label and what's on the back? How did you split up the CV?
I had some help with my girlfriend in terms of doing a bit of Photoshop work, but so I got each of the front labels online. There's not many things you can't get online these days. So I just typed in, I suppose, I think it was like beer labels, and there was a particular site where you could put in anything you wanted on the top of the label, on the bottom of the label. So I had my name on top, the writing, it allows you to put in writing in anywhere on the label itself. So, and on the back then I made, myself and my girlfriend made those back labels from scratch.
So you sent it up. Did you hand deliver it, or did you post it, or how did
I actually sent it into the marketing director directly.
Good stuff.
And but I dropped it there myself in a box.
All right. We all want to know, did you get the job?
I didn't know.
No, I know.
It's I was kind of disappointed, but at the same time, you know, you're happy. I'm happy I did it, you know, because you never know until you try these things. But to be fair, then they got back to me within a week or two and said, look, it was really creative. They thought they hadn't seen anything like it before. But I suppose the job I was going for was just that little bit too senior.
Okay.
So to be fair, yeah.
But you got good feedback from them in terms of the idea and the creativity.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, and to be fair, everyone I showed it to said it's cool. So I just said a couple of days ago, I said, look, I'm on joe.ie a lot, and I see the kind of stuff they put up. Mm. They've a great site for the guys. So I just got onto them and said, would they be interested in, you know, giving this some airtime? And they loved it and they put it up, and it's been getting, I'm actually surprised at how well it's done so far, you know.
Well, it's very novel. I mean, was it the first time that you've sent your CV out like this before? First time you've done anything like this?
First time I've actually acted upon it, but you know, you'd come up with different ideas for different things, but it is the first time I've acted upon a creative idea like this, yeah.
And you've had a few recruitment companies give you a call as well?
Yeah, I've had a couple of different recruitment companies call me yesterday. Nothing specific as such, but you know, it's good to get some feedback as well. You know, get some interest.
All right, Brian. Well, you're on the national broadcaster. Give us a hint of your CV. What you're passionate about, and you never know who's listening out there.
Geez, you're putting me on the spot there now. I suppose I'm just looking to work for, I suppose, a company who's focused on customers who consumers, you know. Consumers talk about their brand a lot, are very engaged in their brand. Any company who actually prides themselves on their customer engagement, you know, and you know, any company really who thinks that, you know, they focus on the customer, you know.
Great stuff. So you've set up an email address. If anyone wants to email them your CV, they can contact you at.
They can contact me at
Sixpackcv.
At gmail.com.
Sixpackcv@gmail.com. Well, listen, best of luck with the job hunting and let us know how you get on, Brian.
Thanks a million, Catherine.
Thanks a lot. Back
Thank
after
you.
This.
Bye-bye.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.